Good evening.
Good evening.
If you'll be turning your Bibles to Titus chapter 2. Titus 2. I'll meet you there in just a moment. Titus chapter 2. This semester on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I have computer science and then I go to calculus. And in computer science today, what we talked about was basically the fundamentals of C++, which is a computer programming language. And so the point of programming is you write up a program, and then if the program is right, then you get a desired output. You get a program that performs a desired function, essentially. But if there's a mistake in your program, is it going to work? Nope, it's not going to work. In fact, I learned today that if you misplace a semicolon, it doesn't work. That's how sensitive it is. So the point of that is input determines output. Input determines output. So then I went to calculus. And in calculus, we're just doing basic, just getting warmed up for the semester. And we're still talking a little bit about functions. And if you remember functions, you have f of x is equal to an equation. And so x can be any value. You take that value, you plug it in. And then from that point forward, you're supposed to get a specific value from that equation. If you get the wrong value, you've done something wrong. But whatever you plug in, that's going to determine your output. So input determines output. And those two topics on one day, I thought that was too good to be true. So we're in Titus this evening. I don't know if you've ever looked at the flow of Titus. But there's something kind of odd about it. There's something kind of strange about this book. Notice the flow with me for just a moment. In chapter 1, you have elders. Elders are supposed to behave themselves a certain way. They're supposed to have certain characteristics. And then they're also supposed to fill certain roles to deal with those who are insubordinate and those who are deceptive. And then we get into chapter 2. And then we find behavior requirements for older men, for older women, for young women, for young men, for bondservants. We get into chapter 3, we find expectations for Christians in general. But then in chapter 2, we find something that may be a little out of place, may seem a little out of place. In Titus chapter 2, look with me in verse 11. We'll be reading down through verse 14. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. Now what Paul has done is in verse 10, he tells bondservants that they're supposed to adorn the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what we talked about in Bible class and with the college group tonight is that Greek word for adorn is cosmeo. And it means to adorn, to make beautiful, to decorate. It's where we get our English word cosmetics from. And it's simply to make beautiful, to make attractive. And so what Paul is saying is the point of Christianity is to make the gospel attractive to people who are outside. And that's essentially the basis of evangelism. I'm living in such a way that the gospel is attractive to those who are outside, and I'm going to lead those people to Christ. But then we come to Titus chapter 2. And essentially what Paul does is he says, we need to adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. Verses 11 through 14 is how we adorn the doctrine of God. That's how we make it beautiful. Chapter 2 and verse 11, we're to be brought to salvation. To be brought to salvation. I can't make the gospel beautiful until I obey the gospel. That's just fundamental. Number 2, verse 12. If I'm going to adorn the gospel, I must be trained for godliness. Number 3, I must be zealous for good works, verse 14. And then from verse 13, I must be patient for my reward. You take those things. Now consider that your input. That's your input. You plug that into good soil, and what's going to be your output? What's going to be your output if that is your input? The rest of the book of Titus. That's why that's there. You take chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. You plug that into the book, and all of a sudden you have men who are qualified to be elders. You have older men who are sober-minded. You have older women who are reverent. You have young women who love their husbands, and you have young men who are self-controlled.
That's right.
That's your input. That's your output. But if that's not what we put in, that's not what we'll get out. We won't have Christians who are zealous for good works. We won't have young men who are self-controlled. We won't have men who are qualified to be elders. Our input determines our output. If you're here this evening and you want to adorn the gospel of God, it's possible. You have that opportunity tonight. And the first step to adorning that gospel, which we just mentioned, was to make, or to rather to be brought to salvation, chapter 2 and verse 11. To be brought to salvation. And that process is after hearing the gospel, we're to believe the things that we've heard. Repent of the sins that we've committed in the past and to turn away from those permanently. To confess that Jesus Christ was in fact the Son of God, that He wasn't just a good man or a prophet, but that He was the Son of God in the flesh. Then we were to be baptized for the remission of our sins and to rise and walk in newness of life. But as we've discussed and as you already know, that's the beginning of the process. That's the baseline. That's what we build on, is that foundation. If you're here this evening and you realize that you haven't been training yourself for godliness, you haven't been zealous for good works, or you haven't been patient in waiting for the kingdom of heaven to come, that can be fixed. That's a problem that can be remedied tonight. Our charge this evening, from this point moving forward, is I want to make the gospel beautiful. I want to live in such a way that people see Jesus living in me and they want to know more about Jesus before they even get to know me. That's my goal, and I hope that's all of our goals. So if you're here this evening and you want to make the gospel beautiful, and you find yourself that you need to make a change, then we stand ready to help you. So please let that be known as we stand and as we sing the invitation song.